go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Sonoma may be a ways from the ocean, but for the next 3 months, it will be home to an unusual museum exhibit that traces the history and evolution of surfboards. Richard Kenvin, a San Diego resident and a lifelong surfer, curated the show.
It's through a design context that goes back over 100 years. We have boards from the late 1800s from Hawaii going through. Boards from the mid-20th century by Bob Simmons and some other people, and their designs are sort of unified by using the same approach, which comes from a background of mathematics. So it gives it a different story than you might expect.
The exhibition will feature more than 100 boards, some being displayed publicly for the first time, and virtually all from private owners.
Most of them belong to either individuals or collectors scattered throughout California. Also, there's some boards that were sent over from England, Japan, West Africa, and a few other different places. But the bulk of them are housed with individuals or collectors in California.
To show them off effectively, Linda Cano, executive director of the Sonoma Valley Museum of Art, says their entire gallery space is being dedicated to this exhibit.
This is such a big show. It's such a big concept that we've got all exhibition space dedicated to the show. We also are going to put a shaping shed in our classroom in the back. We're even using our back hallway for an audience engagement activity.
The show, titled Surfcraft, The Design and Culture of Board Riding, opens this weekend and will remain up through September 25th. With a lot of related events and activities over that time. Cano thinks it's a good fit for the downtown Sonoma Museum.
There's a huge surf community here, and for a summer show, it was just absolutely perfect. And when we sent the word out, we have brought in the North Bay surfing community, San Francisco surfing community, Santa Cruz, all up and down the state. So it's really been kind of a connector show for us.
And Richard Kenvin is happy to bring this show, now in its fourth incarnation, to Northern California.
I'm stoked to be here. I think it's a great venue. I like being in this area, and surfing in Northern California has a long history. A lot of influential things coming out of here now and in the past. A lot of incredibly good, talented surfers and board designers and shapers from up here, so it's good to be up here.
But he's quick to add that this exhibition has an appeal that reaches well beyond the surfing world.
You don't have to be a surfer. If you have any interest in design or beautiful functional objects, it has enough appeal there on its own. It's also put together loosely through a Mingay craft philosophy, which is unsigned handmade objects. It's full of that sort of thing. If you are a surfer, there's plenty to interest you. If you're a board builder, it's a great grouping of boards from a design perspective.
We're waxing down our surfboard.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.
Surfing USA. Yeah, everybody's gone surfing. Surfing USA.